32-year-old male, addicted since age 12, long post, my experience. I have decided to share my life story, in the hopes that it will help someone. As the title says, I have been addicted to porn for 18 years. I masturbate and watch it almost every day for close to 2 decades. I have attempted to quit an untold number of times. Here is my life. When I was 12, my father gave me a laptop, and with it came unsupervised internet access. I discovered porn easily and began a habit on my knees in my bedroom that would and defines my life to this day. I grew up as a Christian and believed it was wrong but did it anyway. The habit consumed me. Every single vacation away from the house, I would vow to go clean, only to return home and rush into my bedroom. Every church retreat, school trip, etc., any getaway from my house was the best part of my life. Because you see, I hate myself, I am worthless, I am just a porn addict who has no hope or control of his life. I look at myself every day in the mirror, dead on the inside, disgusted with who I am and what I do. I have jacked off in class before, not caring if I got caught. I sat in the back row and did it with my hand in my shirt. I did it all the time in the high school bathroom. I have done it in the family car with my cousin sitting all around me with a blanket over my lap. I have stolen my stepmom's panties and wrapped them around myself and beat off with them. When I was 18, I moved out of my mom's house to my dad's house to try and become porn free. My dad said he would help. He locked down the entire house for me, but it didn't stop me. I would steal my stepmom's cell phone and watch porn on it, until I got caught. For fear of my exposing my step-siblings to it, he made me leave. I don't blame him, it was the right thing to do. I would go to live on my own, and I would go and buy a laptop to watch porn for 2 weeks, and return it before the return period ended, vowing over and over to stop and quit. At that point, it had already been 10 years, no first kiss, no sex, no girlfriend, just utter self-loathing depression every day. I pretend to be happy on the outside, but I am dead most of the time. I have watched every category of porn there is. It's extremely depraved and will bring you to the nastier stuff humanity has to offer. Since I only loved myself and was very self-centered, I somehow stumbled into my first and only girlfriend when I was 26, told her about the habit but acted like I was on top of it. We got married a year later. I lied to her, thought out my entire marriage, as the worthless sack of shit that I am. She is good and faithful and I never deserved her. The sex between us was horrendous and I never wanted to do it. I didn't desire her or love her, because I only love porn and myself. She came only 3 times in 3 years of marriage because I don't care about her or her pleasure. Porn dominates my life and makes me weak and worthless. We got pregnant, and 6 weeks after my son was born, I left them one morning. I couldn't take pretending to be a good man anymore, and my lust had completely consumed me. My relationship with God was trash and myself was trash, and all that mattered was beating off. 2 weeks before I left her, I was playing Xbox and joined up with this really hot girl and she started snapping me, and we swapped nudes and videos and talked every day. My evil wicked heart was so filled with lust, that 2 weeks after we started talking, I dipped on my 6-week-old son and my good faithful wife of almost 4 years. I didn't even blink, I just told her and left, and said bye to my son. Porn makes you dead, it makes your heart cold, and hard, and worthless, and still. It steals your strength, and your desire to do anything, to live, to love, to be happy. It walls it off inside of you and tells you it's okay to keep it there and for it to be a part of you forever. Porn lies and destroys. Lust has brought down kingdoms and empires and multinational companies. Porn will destroy you. I promise you it will. I make a ton of money now, so my divorce was 2 years ago. I now pay for women to come and go on dates and fuck me. My body count went from 1 to 15 in 2 years. Relationships are impossible for me. I have no joy. I have nothing left to offer the world or anyone in it. I have attempted to quit an untold number of times. I look on this Reddit all the time and laugh at how stupid all of us are. Yes, you, if you are reading this and an addict, you are dumb in your heart and soul, and will to live will fade into nothing, and you will become me. Have you read my story just now? Do you want to become me? I've had 3 streaks of about 50 to 90 days, over the last 20 years. Other than that, I've watched and PMO probably close to 5 to 6,000 times. What a waste of human life and short time on the wonderful world. Real relationships and real sex, and faithfulness, and being good to your spouse are where life is at. The way God wants, I won't get too religious. I am not looking for advice or encouragement or help. I have read more books than you, watched more sermons and self-help motivation videos than you, I have blocked off access more times than you, I have watched more porn than you, I am more dead than you. The 2 things I will leave you with is this: there is only one way I know to defeat porn, and here it is. It comes down to a battle of desire and the will. I suffered for 18 years to provide this wisdom to you, so listen carefully, especially the younger ones on here. Save your life while you can. I beg you with all my tears on this keyboard, save yourself, please God, save yourself. The battle of desire and the will is best explained with this example. Don't ever forget this example. There are two doors. Behind door 1 is a computer and privacy to PMO one time. Behind door 2 is $1 million cash, and to claim it, just walk through. Without hesitation, it becomes clear, and with no delay, in an instant, we all walk to door 2 and claim out $1 million. When I heard that, I was stunned speechless. The person who said that was 10,000% correct. I desired the $1 million more than a single time at a computer. That's the easiest choice ever. They said, so that tells you the problem, it's your will and desire. In order to defeat porn, you have to find your desire and set it before you, and you have to desire it more than porn. You have to have the will to do so. Do you desire to be like me and your life will turn into my story? I promise you it will. Door 1, death, loneliness, destruction, loss of joy, loss of energy, loss of love, no relationships, no real good sex, no laughing, hollow shell, lies, two faces, broke, worthless, you are worthless on porn, a life with no point, consumed every moment with addiction and struggle and weakness, physical side effects, mental side effects. You will look in the mirror and see me one day looking back, and if you keep watching porn, this will be your life until the moment you die. Your one life. Your one fucking life. Door 2, life, joy, happiness, strength, warmth, love, real love, the joy of your spouse, good real sex with no shame and no guilt, laughter, no lies, a life full of meaning and worth. A life made for you, a life that we can all have, a smile on your face, relief from pain, relief from darkness, mental clarity, physical benefits. Your one life, the only one you have, will end one day in peace. Your only life will be full and long and overflowing with good things and happiness, and the filter through which you view everything will be bright and vibrant. You will achieve your goals and your dreams. One day will you hold your spouse tightly in bed as the most precious thing in the world, and you will actually mean it. You will have peace and a clear conscience. So, you will become me if you don't stop. It is inevitable to become me. I am so hollow, I can't even put it into words. I just let it wash over me, every day, my emptiness. My hope in sharing and in you reading is, you will consider my life and desire to not be like me. And you will find what motivates you and what you desire more than porn, and set it before you every day, and I am confident that you can break my cycle and be free. You ask yourself, your advice must suck because it doesn't work. Look at your own life, or friends, but it does. When I desire other things than porn, I am free of it. When I don't, I fail. I have chosen to fail for 18 years. I choose to keep failing. I am so dead on the inside that I don't care anymore. If you keep on, you will reach my stage and stop fighting and lay down in the filth of porn. So don't be like me. It's truly that simple. No formula, no magic, no throwing away computers, deleting stashes, no secret sauce. As long as you live, the temptation will find you, and you have to battle with a greater desire. There is no other path to freedom. Good luck, battle buds. Find your desire and set it before you. Man, what a post. This was not my story, but I saw it and had to share it. I hope you took this extreme message to heart. Until next time, cheers.